We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Three-time NBA champ, former Chicago Bulls point guard, BJ Armstrong with us here on 95.7 The Game. BJ, we need your help. We were just having a conversation about the biggest movies to blockbuster on 4th of July weekend, right? That's the only criteria, the stuff that comes out on July 4th. And Independence Day is obviously in there. And that led into a conversation of Will Smith versus Denzel Washington. Will Smith with lots of blockbusters, Denzel with just a long list of really solid movies. We're all over the place on this one. We can't figure it out. If you got to make the call between Will Smith and Denzel Washington, where are you going?
Tell him.
Wow, that's a big one. I'm a fan of both, but I got to go with my guy Denzel. You know, Denzel, that's my guy. So I'm just gonna, you know, you're gonna flip the coin up, and you know, I'm comfortable either way. But if I had to choose, I'm gonna go with Denzel.
So, and you know, BJ, if you're, is that just based on movie versus movie, or is there a case to be made for Will Smith the musician and Will Smith having his own television, you know, sitcom where he was a star? I mean, if you're going total entertainer, does Will get points added or taken away, or is it just different categories?
Well, I think there's different categories. You know, they're both in the entertainment industry, but you know, Will Smith has had a marvelous, you know, career and what he's done, not only in movies, but, you know, you got to take in his, you know, his music career and the things that he's done. So TV work. So, you know, he's right there. I mean, you can't go wrong with either. I mean, you're talking about, you know, two of the elite in their fields. And but if you had to choose, you know, Denzel and the movies, some of the movies he's had has really kind of stuck with me emotionally in a way, but you know, they both had great careers.
BJ, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm in the same church, sit in the same pew, and you could even sit on my lap if you like. I'm with you with Denzel, but let's talk about something that everyone's not quite sure on. That's this NBA season. Seeing the way what's going on, you're hearing different guys like Dame, and you first take, you hear Stephen A. come out and saying, hey, guys are going to be able to follow protocol. This thing is not going to be able to have success. Do you see this thing having success? And yeah, guys might deviate a little bit, but do you see this thing seeing this thing through? Do you think we're going to get through this bubble situation?
Well, it certainly looks that way. And, you know, when you have an opportunity to bring a group of people together, in which we're discussing here, you know, you got to deal with the problems that come with it. And I think what we're all discussing here is saying, you know, we're going to deal with some issues. And first and foremost is the health and safety of these players. And I think to be expected, there will be players who, whether they, you know, come already and contract COVID-19, and there will be injuries and there will be things that will occur. So I think the NBA has thought out this plan. I think they've kind of thought out everything that they could possibly think going into it. But as you guys know, things happen, and where there are human beings, there are going to be problems. There are going to be situations that arise and say, we didn't anticipate that. But you got to give the NBA credit for trying, for what they're doing, for organizing it and working with so many people to try to pull this off. And we'll see how this plays out. But certainly it's a daunting task, and one in which the NBA is taking on the challenge. And, we'll see how it finishes up.
NBA champ BJ Armstrong joining us here on 95.7 The Game. what characteristics do you think define a team that will have success in this scenario? There's going to be no fans. There's going to be no travel. There's going to be no home court advantage. A lot of people I've talked to think that really hurts the Milwaukee Bucks, that they're not going to have any home court advantage whatsoever. Who do you see, or what characteristics should we be looking for that will define success given the situation?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great question. And, you know, more than anything over this time, I've spent a lot of time just talking to coaches on what they think this is, what they think this is going to look like, and, you know, how they're going to play. And the big thing is, we must remember, guys, is that, you know, they only have 3 weeks really to prepare for this. So, you know, I think it's virtually impossible to get yourself in basketball condition in 3 weeks. You know, some players will be in great shape. Some players will come back in better shape. And the off season is at best a very unusual off season. It's not your off season where guys can just traditionally go out and play and do the things they normally do to get ready for an NBA season. So in saying all of that, I think the team that figures out how to defend, I think if you can make a stop and at least control that part of the game, whether you have shot blockers out there or whether you have guys who can defend and not have to double team, so forth and so on, I think that gives you a significant advantage, and it allows you to play advantage basketball, you know, 4-3, 3-2, 2-1. And the most important thing, I think the game will revert back to what the game resembled in the 90s. I think there will be more low post plays because of the conditioning of the players. I don't think the players will be able to play and sustain that level at that pace that we've now come to watch or to view currently at this pace and space. So I think there will be more emphasis now on just trying to get stops. And then I think on the offensive end, I think instead of seeing so much isolation basketball, I think you're just going to throw it into the post, you know, let that player work, or hopefully that player is good enough to get double teamed, which will give you an opportunity to throw it out, a la, let's say, the old Houston Rockets with Hakeem Olajuwon.
BJ, I'm interested in your thoughts on the watchability aspect of this, because if I have one concern, it would be that you've got 13 teams now that home court and seeding doesn't matter as much. You've got 13 teams almost treating it, I'm talking about the 8 seeding games, like a ramp up, in essence, somewhat like a preseason. And then you've got, let's say, you know, the other 7 to 9 teams that are just going full out to try and maybe get a playoff spot or at least get a play in. How do you see those two things intertwining and affecting the watchability of it?
Well, you know, and you know, having conversations with players that will be participating in this, I think the big thing is, you know, I think the mindset is, yes, we are coming there to ramp up and do those things, but this is a new normal. And the truth of it is that these players aren't in condition to go out there and execute that. And it's going to take time before they can go out and actually play. I think mentally, you're saying, yeah, we have to go out there and play and try to get into the eighth spot. But physically, there's no way. There's no player that's going to come down there and be ready to play for 40-plus minutes or so, whatever's needed to play at that level that we're discussing here. So I think it's going to take a collective effort. I think these coaches are going to have to shorten the time that players on the floor. Normally you try to get an 8 to 10 minute run from your starters. I think that will be reduced to 4 to 6 minutes, especially initially, because they're just not in playing condition. Where are they going to play these games at that level in this environment? So I think there's a lot more going on mentally on what we think it could look like, but we have to remember these players have been off for a while. I don't really think this is really like a restart. I just think it's a new season. It's a new season under a new environment, new rules, and I think everything will be new, and I think it's going to take some time for these players to get adjusted to it. You know, players have routines. Players have routines of how they play on the road, how they play at home, and now we're here playing in a bubble. So I think it's going to take a little time. I think it's going to take at least 8 to 10 games for these players to figure out you know, how this is going to be played, how we're going to play, how the coaches are going to coach, and get a feel. And I think the coaches have to get a feel for what kind of condition their team and their players are in.
BJ, with that being said, under these current conditions, if you're a player, one, would you play now or would you refuse to? That's one. And second of all, when you're talking about a post player, it's talking about players aren't able to go to distance right now because not in shape. What teams does that hurt? If you're looking at teams that depend on one guy or depend on two guys, what teams does this hurt right now when this thing starts up?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to take a look. I mean, I've never seen anything like this, especially at the NBA, at the NBA level. You know, so my only reference to what this is going to look like and who it's going to really have an advantage for would be the collegiate level. And in college basketball, you have most of the teams that advance, they have a pretty deep team. So I would venture to say that probably youth will be served in this tournament because, you know, when you're young, your body adjusts a lot quicker than it does as you get older. So I think teams like Denver, they're young and they're deep. I think that gives them an advantage in a situation like this because they can play a lot of different guys and their jump and their fall off from their second unit to their first unit isn't that significant. And so I think teams like that will have an advantage. You know, when you look on paper, you know, I got to believe that the Clippers, if everyone shows up, they have like three or four guys that can score 20 points a game. So you can always keep a score on the floor and play some semblance or some type of team basketball. And Doc Rivers is a terrific defender. But I think the teams that are young, I think the teams that are athletic, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Boston Celtics suddenly made a run just because of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and the young guys that they have. You know, so the Toronto Raptors could be one. So there are a lot of teams. The Memphis Grizzlies, I could see those guys with Ja Morant just having so much energy. I mean, his body and his athleticism, I think he will respond a lot quicker than guys who are over 30 at this point in these conditions. So, but I'm just as interested as anyone else. But if I had to choose one team, I would probably go with the Denver Nuggets.
Three-time NBA champ B.J. Armstrong with us here on 95.7 The Game. Stephen A. Smith was on First Take earlier this week, and he said he thinks, and it's just his opinion, but he thinks it might be a bit of an issue for this many guys, young, healthy, good-looking, rich, to spend this much time in a bubble without, shall we say, female companionship. He made the case that that could be a bit of an issue, people trying to sneak people in, different things happening. It was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I think he was trying to make an interesting point as well, and it's reasonable. We talked to Matt Barnes about it yesterday. He made some great points on it as well. I'm not going to ask you to talk about the guys in today's NBA, but like, if your team's from the 90s, if that version of the NBA was in this bubble, how do you think that would have played out?
That's really funny. You know, I really don't know, and it makes me laugh.
You do. You probably just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, it's like one of those things that, you know, it's like, really? Are we really going here? But since you asked the question, I'll give you my best answer. I really don't know. I think, you know, I've been on good teams, I've been on bad teams, and I've been on, you know, championship caliber teams. And I have to believe if you are on a championship run that you're going to do what you need to do to make that run. And that's the difference. And, you know, there are, you know, I could see Stephen A's point, and we're here and we could chuckle at it and laugh at it. But you know what? The one thing I will always say about a player in my playing days is that players always adjust. And every year the NBA makes rule changes. And I remember when the game went from hand-checking to non-hand-checking, I remember, like, how we're going to play like that. And everyone was up in an uproar. But players adjust. And so here's another situation that, you know, players have their different routine. And you know, who knows? You know, I'm not here to say who's doing what. But players will adjust. Players will do what they have to do. And like they always do, you know, they will make the proper adjustments to do whatever it is they need to do to get into their routine. So, you know, like I said, this is a lot. And this is a lot for these players to have to go down there and perform, because that's basically what they have to do. You know, there's more than just and experiment. They have to go down there and perform, play, and do things in a different manner. But, you know, this COVID-19 has made everyone have to adjust, and this is just one that we'll have to get used to and be part of our new normal.
Great stuff, as always. Three-time NBA champ, former Chicago Bulls point guard, B.J. Armstrong, so generous with his time here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, B.J. That was awesome, man. Have a great holiday weekend.
All right, you guys, too. You guys stay safe, be well, and thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.